morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. Half the effort necessary today. None of the big wigs are coming in. It is the morning sicknesses. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady.
Let's do it! Oh, no. Big show! Come on.
Forget it. It's just John Holmberg today, everybody. That's it. I'm not going to deal with any of this false garbage. Now, their mics are off for a little while until they can behave like adults. Are you done?
What, do you want to be subdued? And
No, we're not subdued. We just don't need to be fake out loud. You know, all the other shows do that thing where they dance around before their show about how big the show is going to be.
Brett,
you know the people we make
four.
Fun of? Remember all
I know.
Those,
it was
remember
more
all the
of a sarcastic
oh, I wasn't
big
taking it
show.
That.
Big show today.
You're gonna, he wasn't taking it that way. He was starting to jump in.
You I had, was into it, man.
You had a taker.
His was sarcastic
nope,
as
you had
well.
A taker. No, it's not. It's just annoying.
Just even over when your it's head, fake. John. Just over
that's
your
right.
Head.
Yeah, it's such heady humor. Yep. Louis C.K. called. He wants you to write for him. Could you yell things at my show and just as loud as you can? Oh, there's
to be
no
honest, way. I'm just trying to wake the hell up after playing that live song.
Yeah. Lightning crashes will kill you.
There
right
you go, after. Brett.
Way to go, Brett. Way to load us up, man. Either way, yeah. It's like when people used to say Pratt used to act like a tiger in the hallway and prowl around. Oh, man. We're going to have a big
people
roar.
Wouldn't say that. He would say
he
that.
He would say that. But people actually said that also, that he would, you know, walk around in the hallway.
I don't remember ever seeing that one.
That was at the Zone. No, like he'll walk around the hallway and like start slapping high fives with all the other employees. We're going to have a big one today. Because he was in the afternoon, so we actually
right.
saw more employees. And he tried to be like a pep rally every time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I frown on that. I frown on anybody. I hate those moments where they have a meeting and they have that really energetic guy that comes in your meeting. What are we going to do today? We're going to have ourselves a great big meeting. And we're going to be great salespeople afterwards. Well, if you weren't great salespeople before, you're not going to be because some guy yelled for 30 minutes.
We're the only ones in the building. We can go run up and down the halls yelling
right.
if we want.
Go ahead.
Go
take your clothes off.
Things.
Streak. Do whatever you want.
Grab Larry's scooter.
You're doing
You'll
it in here.
We circle up before every show.
That's
put
right.
our hands in.
That's right. That's right. There goes Brad.
Wow,
there
he's fired
actually
up.
Very
it's infectious.
Excited. Yeah. No, I hate to
play fall. Hard, friend.
I don't
play
think,
hard.
I think I'd rather have somebody be completely fake to me and tell me that they like me when I can clearly see they don't than I'd see false enthusiasm. I don't think there's anything more annoying than false enthusiasm. It seems, you know why? Because it smacks sad to me.
Yeah?
When somebody's like, we're going to be great today, aren't we? I'm like, oh, you really think we're pathetic and you're trying to lie to yourself. You're trying to convince yourself things are good, which is essentially what Eric's doing. He's sleepy. That's okay.
Well, my wife gets on me because I'll get up and go in the shower, and I'll just start yelling.
Yeah.
Wake up!
Yeah.
Wake up!
Get
and
up.
I'll slap myself in the
Come
face.
On!
She's like, I can hear you.
Yeah. Well.
Sorry.
Doesn't mean I'm not going to collapse on you in a second. Every morning, Megan hears me go, oh, I'm going over. I'm going over because I got up too fast. I get out of bed way too quick. Go. I'm going over. I'm warning everybody that I'm about to pass out or I can't keep it going.
Brady, how's your mornings?
I He's get up 3 hours before the show starts. Yeah. He's in bed at 6 o'clock at night, of course.
He's eating grapefruit.
Yeah, it's lunchtime for Brady. What are you, crazy?
Reading the paper.
Yeah.
I got my newspaper. I've got
a robe
balled out. Got my grapefruit dipped in chocolate. Hold the grapefruit.
Sometimes easy. You run out of grapefruit.
What are you guys talking about? So easy to get up in the morning. What a wonderful invention mornings are.
Yeah, no, it's brutal. But anyway, false enthusiasm won't be accepted here. We're realists. This show is not
I apologize.
All right. Don't care
I
for it.
I discovered three birds this morning that I haven't seen in a while. I
huh?
birdwatch.
Oh, are you bird in the dark?
I write it down.
Weird.
Yeah, how's
that
work?
Starts getting I got the night vision.
Okay.
The
goggles.
Thank you. This is worse than the Eric, get back to that false enthusiasm
Whoa,
thing rather
today,
than
guys.
The
Come on.
Big
here we go.
Show,
yeah,
big show.
Okay. So my choices for help today are false enthusiasm or worst story ever.
Birds?
Yeah. Most ridiculously stupid story or a guy screaming at me the whole time.
We're the only ones in the building. It doesn't matter.
I'm just going to go to...
I was keeping with the old man theme.
Yeah, well, no, I know, but it fell apart on the darkness thing.
Crash
and
burn.
And then all of a sudden the old man had night vision.
You had to wet blanket it.
Yeah, well, I was wet blanketing it before you kept going because it wasn't going anywhere. Night vision, old man looking for birds. I hope he walks into traffic and the one car that's out gets him.
Birds?
Yeah. Either way, it's a lovely day. Eric's upset. He's fired up and mad because the rest of the sales staff had the gall.
Oh, yeah.
The gall to fire off an email yesterday saying, have a great Memorial Day. None of us are coming in tomorrow.
Was that rubbing it in?
Yes.
Oh,
100%
yeah,
rubbing it in. 100%.
They kind of piss me off. I'm like, what is this crap?
They have, you know, a four-day weekend because they all had this sales, false enthusiasm sales contest that one person that won it was
married
supposed
it.
To, yeah, killed it, Mary Tangeman. She crushed it. She was supposed to get 4 days and go on this trip, right, because she won. So she gets a four-day.
They yanked it?
She gets a four-day. Oh. No, that was the prize. Well, you all did so great.
They gave them all one.
So everybody got
they
a four-day
got a
weekend.
Trophy?
Does this count against their holiday hours?
Yes.
Yeah,
no?
That's what I want to know. It better.
Yeah, we're going to change that. I'm
filing a complaint. This is not
a,
one of those ancillary.
No, that's why you get into sales.
No, you get into sales because you're a D student. You get into sales because
you're... work for D students?
Yeah, it's because you're mildly retarded, but you still look decent enough to send out to people. That's why you get into sales.
And then there were people cutting out early yesterday.
Yep.
Well, because I was trying to get something done, and Jeff Lane's gone.
Well, because they knew.
I already get the bounce
back
email.
He's got appointments, Eric.
Because they knew.
Out of town till the 30th.
They weren't getting Friday, so they left noon on Thursday to get everything going. Yeah, it's all. And we have to show up. The product they actually sell.
We'll be here and make you guys.
We'll do it. We'll make it work. We'll be all right. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Yeah, I got stuff I got to take care of with the sales. And the lady I got to talk to, Jill, she job shares. So she showed up Wednesday and Thursday, and she gets Friday off this week. That's garbage. She better show her ass up today. But I bet she's got her little blonde head snug in some pillow right now, not even thinking about waking up.
I guess things aren't going to happen next week for your
clients. She not realize
Come
Brady's
on,
been...
if you're giving the day off.
Yeah, she's... Please.
What are the odds of them?
Immediately.
He did. He had an optional day off last year, and he
it.
Came.
That's right. Thank
he came
you.
Here.
That's right.
I didn't.
You had an optional day off that you were allowed to take.
That's right. Why was that? What was that?
Because contractually, I have a certain amount of time off that doesn't count for extra days. So contractual employees have to show up.
Discretionary day.
Yeah, discretionary day. I don't get the discretion.
So discretionary I had to show up as well.
Yeah, you should
have
been. Brady and
I
both
remember.
Show.
What the hell? Is that happening this year?
Yeah, it counts against my time. As a contractor.
I don't think
employee.
It does this year because of the way the holidays fell, but I think we get one next year.
Yeah,
because
July 4th was on like a Monday or something, so it screwed everything up to where you had an extra day. You could take a Friday and a Monday. Well, we decided not to. We had the Charlie show, and it was fantastic. Great. Yeah, I saw a lot of, it was a lot of empty road on the way in this morning, so people have been taking some time off. Yeah, so
and some people heading out of town early, too. I noticed a couple of
lot
of RVs.
I didn't know anyone else's destination. I just assumed that when there was empty road.
I wrote down my window on the highway.
How do you do that, Brady?
That's more believable than your three birds story.
I believe your socializing on the freeway is actually probably more believable than your night vision old man bird watcher.
Have a great weekend.
But yeah, for the most part.
I picture you at a stoplight just rolling your window.
Where are you going this early in the a.m., Chief?
What?
I'm just making cash convo here at 52nd and iSchool.
What the hell's wrong with you, sir? Oh, my God, they've let a downy drive.
Green light, green light.
Oh, it's green.
Light.
Oh, please,
how about
please,
this weather?
Please, please, please.
We are close to the state hospital.
Please, 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 please.
What is this light?
It's the longest light of my life.
So you probably headed out of town for the big Memory Day weekend. Call it Memory Day for the laughs.
Got a bag of jerky in there?
Oh, yeah.
What's your road trip selection there, boss man?
So I don't know your destination. I was just on the road noticing there were less of you.
Oh,
Brady
you
knew
imagine?
Where people were going. I didn't notice that.
That's a cool Thule on top of the car.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, Brady.
That guy's headed to Washington. That guy's going up to Flagstaff.
I don't know anyone. I don't know where anyone's going. I barely know where I'm going when I'm driving at 5 in the morning.
The only weirdness you really get at stoplights is if you're listening to like hardcore rap and you're a white guy and then you go over.
You want to know a worse one? Found this out the other day. I thought my hardcore rap turndowns were bad. The other day I had my windows down and on my shuffle is just an amazing array of stuff. So I'm sitting there and I've got it turned up and... I didn't realize what I was listening to loudly, but then the phrase came up, Joseph Smith, don't f*** the baby. I'm listening to the Book of Mormon.
You got the sound?
I have the soundtrack. And I'm sitting there just bobbing and laughing my ass off. Joseph Smith, don't f*** the baby.
That's back in town.
Yeah, I'm going tonight.
Are you going?
Yeah, it's over Sunday, I think. It already came and went. So yeah, I'm going tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
That was fast.
Yeah, it comes back in the fall.
The single most enjoyable live event I've ever been to.
Oh, yeah.
It was the funniest thing I've ever watched. So impeccable. It's perfect. It is a perfect comedy thing. It's so funny and so good, it actually makes you a little bit mad.
Don't get over giddy when you're watching it.
How so? Like
singing along to songs.
Oh, I'll sing along. Great. I got some good ones.
You were excited a minute ago. Now you don't want anybody to
how
get
come
over
I can't
no,
get
I'm
over
talking
giddy.
About when you're watching a play and yeah. someone is, like this one has a lot of groupies that will go every time it's in there.
Yeah.
There's a girl that we sat next to that was, yeah. she was okay. Sometimes you're going to like this.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Well, no. I don't care about anybody else. That's the difference between me and all those other idiots. I'm not going to talk to people I don't know to tell them how great their experience is going to be. I don't care what your experience is. Enjoy yourself. Don't enjoy yourself. That's on you. I'm going to do it
myself.
They
were a little heavy-handed at that show at the...
Who's that?
With the drinks.
Oh, yeah. The strong pours?
Yeah.
I remember.
They were hardcore there.
You know who else did that last night? Crescent Ballroom. I'm not allowed to drink right now because of this RM3 thing. And again, results are outweighing my desire. Dropped under 200 pounds for the first time in a while. I'm wearing shorts I haven't worn for a while. I'm pushing 33-inch waist. I'm thrilled. But I miss food and alcohol like I've been in a cave for months. I feel like one of the miners and the guys that they had to leave down there for 2 days or 200
days.
You
didn't drink?
I didn't. And I watched everybody else do it and I was mad. So
Megan was just getting sloppy.
No, Megan had one or two. She was good. A couple of people around us started to pop them pretty good and recognized early on these drinks were strong. Like I could smell the drink. I'm like, ooh. And then I looked over and I all of a sudden had a Chinaman that I was responsible for. It wasn't Chinese when we left, but boy was he after a couple of beverages. So yeah, it was great. Crescent Ballroom last night.
Was it packed to the
highly
successful? That's not a big place.
Pretty packed, but still roomy.
They put those little weird bleachers up?
Yeah, I don't get that. Like the high school basketball team's going to come out. They had the bleachers up and people sat on the bleachers. Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah, if you eliminated those, it'd probably be better.
A little more standing room. I think it's because it actually does slope down back. Yeah. Like the further back to the back wall at Crescent Ballroom, you're lower than you are closer to the stage. It kind of slopes away. Yeah, kind of slopes away from the stage. It seems like it because when they stand in the further, I'm like, man, everybody seems like they're 7 feet tall, even women in front of me. And then I'm like, oh, it feels like I'm kind of going up. So we were in the middle, but it wasn't great. But I got a couple of new compliments last night that I don't think I've ever had before. Big giant dude, like 6'8", just stood in front of us the whole time. And then when you try to move, it seemed like he knew, so he'd move too. And like he's just bobbing around, and then all of a sudden the giant's in front of me. I'm like, goddamn giant! And I'm screaming, goddamn giant, over and over, and yelling, giant, move! And he can't hear, and we're all laughing because the giant is magnetic towards whomever is in front. So a little break in the action, the giant turns around. And I'm like, giant, you've been in my way all night long. And he goes, hey, Holmberg. I'm like, yeah. Uh-oh, giant knows me. And he goes, I can't stand you, but I can't stop listening, and I think I love you. I'm like, thanks, giant. That's the weirdest thing anybody ever said to me. So I'm like,
high fives, shake hands.
You can stand in front of me and my
wife. Was he native?
No, but he was
not native.
Just a giant. I think he's
not Thunder Bear.
I think
Thunder Bear wagon.
Avatar. I'm not real sure what he was.
Yeah.
The lighting made him look blue. I don't know. And then later, a girl grabbed my ass on the way out.
All right.
And she goes, I can't stand you, but I can't stop listening. I'm like, oh, well, thanks. I guess that's
a giant.
Are you a shape shifting giant? I can't get enough of you. Like, okay. This is like dynasties. Like every time Joan Collins hated somebody, he slept with her. This little tiny girl did it. It's pretty fun. And then the better part is the guy that went with us named Aaron. I was not part of this. I found out afterwards, but I was helping antagonize. He had two. His friend couldn't go, so it was like friend's like, sell my tickets. He's like, all right. So we bought the tickets from his friend face value, and he was going to sell the tickets. He was trying to get more. So the tickets were $30. Fees and processing like $12 and tax, whatever. So you end up with about $74, $75 ticket, and he was selling them. He wanted $100 because he's like, sold out, whatever, we'll see if you get $100. This lady on his Facebook Messenger says, I'll give you $80. He's like, no, I'm looking for a little more than that. She goes, $80 for a $30 ticket? And he goes, yeah, but you got fees and all this other stuff. She goes, well, that's ridiculous. You should take one. He goes, no, I'm not the ticket master. I'm actually trying to make money for myself. I'm making money. I don't care if you know that or not. I'm going to try to make a couple bucks just for the effort. Right. Oh, that's ridiculous. So they go back and she was like, and writes him this big, long letter on Facebook Messenger that's like, you're ridiculous. You're going to take tickets. I'm willing to give you more than their value. 1 hour before the show, the doors have already opened. And he's like, look, you don't want the tickets, you want the tickets, I don't care anymore. And then he took a picture of me, and I didn't know why. We're at True Foods over at the Biltmore, and I'm like, hi. takes a picture and he sends it and he goes, I'm even with John Holmberg from KUPD. He could get you on a list and I'm not even going to tell him about you. So go screw yourself. So he's wow. going back and forth with this lady. Best part of the night, we get there. Crescent Ballroom's held a few tickets back to avoid scalpers. So Aaron was stuck with those tickets and they didn't make a penny. He could have made $12 and he held out for $100.
$12.
Yeah, it would
have just paid for his meal maybe.
Would have bought a beer at least.
Sometimes that backfires.
Yeah, but it was, I'm like, yeah, I said, I'm with you, Aaron. I said, you know, pissing somebody off is sometimes worth the price of admission. You don't have to. And he got her all riled up. She was all fired up. It was great.
She hot?
I don't know. I didn't look at his phone. She was probably not. But who knows? But she even said on the thing, she goes, oh, enjoy True Foods. Tell John my husband likes him. And Aaron's like, oh, her husband listens to you. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he told me the story. I'm like, what a douche. But what a great move, douche. Yeah, piss her off. And I said, the fun thing he should have done was, you know what, I was wrong. You're right. Meet me at True Foods, and I'll just give you the tickets. I was wrong. And then leave. And then say, we had to leave because it's close. Meet me at Crescent Ballroom. And then just run her on a scavenger hunt of the city and never give her the ticket. That's how I did. Probably started to handle it. But that's why I don't have Facebook Messenger. It's too easy to manipulate the dumb. And speaking of the dumb, Comic-Con people, I'm not disparaging you as humans, but if you didn't see what I was saying 4 years ago, and then 3 years ago when I got kicked out of Comic-Con forever and banned for the rest of my life, that this is the softest of soft targets that's inevitably going to have an attack of some lunatic because, you know, a good portion of the people down there you want to say are having fun, but let's be honest, a good portion of those dress-em-up adults are also mentally unstable, and that came out yesterday with the guy who brought three guns and a shotgun and two knives and fought the cops, and on his Instagram page had a list of cops he was going to shoot at Comic-Con yesterday. And how easy was it to find him? It wasn't.
Like names?
Yeah, he had their faces, pictures, and everything. He's gonna.
I saw the story. I didn't read it though. I didn't realize it went that deep.
Gonna intend to shoot police officers at the Comic-Con, and it was basically he was saying greatest cover ever because everybody's in disguise. And so today the news is out. Comic-Con, no fake weapons. Even if your character has a styrofoam, you can't bring it in. They're done with it.
Because you know why? Thor's hammer.
Nope. No hammers. No even plastic. No styrofoam. No nothing. You cannot go into Comic-Con right now.
Michelangelo's nunchucks.
So guess what else is going to happen in a couple years? Let's just kill the costumes at Comic-Con. There's no more. You can't be in a mask. They're just going to have from the neck down you can be in something, but you have to have a face out. Because when I was there a couple years ago, I'm like, this is the ripest place for crime I've ever seen in my life. There is nothing but costumes and masks and marauders. You could have a horrible nightmare going, and they almost had one yesterday. Good job by whoever caught that, but the dude was, you know, to the teeth. A shotgun. And three handguns. And knives for when it all got, you know, that's pretty.
Yeah, I guess
unreal.
A giant room full of slightly unstable people.
Thank you. I said it a couple years ago. I'm like, well, this one is one that if I was ISIS.
Add to 100-degree temperature, you're standing out waiting to get in.
If I'm an ISIS, I'm looking at Comic-Con as my next hit.
You need the ISIS. They'll do it themselves.
Looney Tune will be there, too. But if I'm an ISIS, that's a good hit. That's a good. Because it's the softest of soft targets. A bunch of people. And you can just show up in a mask. No one will know. You just show up. And no one's going to be suspicious of you. Even if you're a bad guy whose face is well-known. You're in.
I'm dressed as ISIS.
Well, that's what they do. Yeah. And you can do that, too.
Yeah.
And the better part is like when I went there and they said, you're banned, when that little group wanted to ban me from their safe space. I'm like, you can ban me from Comic-Con. I just wear a costume mixture. You'll have no idea I'm even there. You can't go, well, no, we have special perception skill. I wish I had a superpower. But she cried and cried, and I trolled her. And she's not around anymore. She's in a mental institution.
It's weird. I'm all about, like, people... If they want to dress up and go have and make a joke of it and have fun with it.
Yep.
But then some of them take it like really
seriously. Trust me. It's
weird.
Oh, they're into it.
Well, I got into a fight with an entire legion.
Yeah, that's the group. I just don't get it. Because the whole point of it is just goofing around and having fun.
Well, this is what I'm talking about with virtual reality. This is as close as they can get right now from disappearing to their miserable existence.
Yeah.
Wait until they can strap on glasses and actually go away.
It's too far.
Yeah. Yeah, they're mentally unstable. The ones that take it that far, that actually dress up on non-Comic-Con weekends just to get around the neighborhood, that's a mentally unstable person. But yeah, so Comic-Con is being hijacked by bad guys, which is a perfect opportunity for bad guys. You have a costume party that's available to an entire major metropolitan area. Guess what? No more weapons. And by, you know, 2-3 years from now, after somebody does something stupid again, no more masks. No more masks. You're not allowed to wear masks in a lot of places. And this is going to, it's going to be Comic-Con. Maskless Comic-Con is going to happen. Because bad guys are going to hide in amongst the good ones. You're giving them a way to get away with things. Yeah, the dude, my buddy John Chambers sets things up down there. He's got a, his company does all the AV, like, you know, screens and all the, you know, electronic stuff down at the Civic Center for this. And he texts me, he goes, just before, because he's a gun nut, he's like, just before anybody thinks this was me, here's a picture of the guy walking. He's got a picture of the dude in a Punisher shirt. He's got the makeup on. He's like, this guy had was armed to the teeth today. And he goes, I wish he would have started shooting. I'd have finally got to use my 45. John can't wait to shoot a bad guy. It's one of his dreams in life. So there you go. So enjoy that. But Comic-Con people, be smart, because you're gonna, there's going to be fights today. When you tried to go in as one of the Guardians of the Galaxy with their homemade styrofoam sword, and they're not going to let you have it. It's not going in. When you try to be the arrow guy from Guardians, and you've got that weird arrow in your ear, they're taking it away today.
What about the plastic lightsaber?
Nope. No weapons. Yeah, nothing resembling.
That could even hurt anybody.
Doesn't matter. We could shove it up someone's ass. I guess that's what they're thinking. This could be shoved up a nerd's ass, and we can't have nerds penetrated.
One asshole's got to ruin it for everybody.
And that's the way it always is.
Take a little bit longer to get in today, probably.
It's there's going to be a little more scared. And you know what? Good. Because if some dude's threatening to kill the cops dressed as the Punisher, good. You pissed the wrong people off. The people that are actually there to protect the show, you pissed them off. So good. I hope it takes 4 hours for you guys to get in. And your mask. What? You know, that's how Batman always got in trouble. They'd have some, you know, masquerade ball, and the bad guy would go in dressed up like all the other masqueraders, and you couldn't tell who was who. Eyes wide shut. That was the whole purpose. You didn't know who anybody was. They wore masks. It's going to end, and it's going to wreck a pretty thing.
I'm going through all the photos.
Yeah.
Boy, there are some bad outfits. It's almost like those guys in Vegas that just stand out
there.
It, you know, it's just not dirty.
Yeah. What's worse about it is they're the guys in Vegas with less money. The guys on the streets in Vegas with less cash and, like, less resources, so they try to make their own out of black sweat shorts from JCPenney and, like, a T-shirt they drew the Punisher mask on. There's some bad stuff there.
Man.
There's also some great ones.
Yeah, there'll be some.
Few and far between.
The Stormtroopers always look cool.
Yeah, those are neat. And those guys, that's
legit Stormtrooper
actual
outfit.
Group.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I wonder if any of the, you know, people that were scheduled to appear, like the celebrities that come in to speak and
it's another thing.
I wonder if that all of a sudden, you know, we're not coming down.
Unstable people in the face of that can't break down reality from their characters that they love. And there's, you know, William Shatner or the cast of Galaxy Quest or whatever. And the next thing you know, there's some guy who's got a beef with the way you handled Krylock the Magnificent. And he can't get it. He doesn't get it. And he's going to lose his cork. People who play dress up in their adult years and do it because it makes them feel better about real life. Scary.
Our boy Danny Trejo is going to be there.
Yeah, he'll handle himself. Danny will be all right.
He'll be all right.
Not worried about him.
Just give him
I think his skin is impervious to both blade and bullet.
Yeah.
I don't think you can stab
him. Did you just stab me?
Ow! You poked me for, Holmes. Hit you with a sword. That's a sword. Doesn't go through him. Nope. He's like Caliche, folks. You're not getting through this.
He was
guy.
In studio, the old building.
Oh, he's been in there. He's been with us a couple times. He's very thick.
Dick Van Dyke's going to be down there for you, Brady.
Brady, how about you and I diagnose some murder?
Let's do it.
I'm 90.
They have a lineup of old.
Why?
People.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Diagnosis.
I don't know. That's
murder.
A weird one.
Somebody give him an apple.
Diagnosis murder.
Stop saying that.
Mary Poppins.
I don't know what happened to his voice. He's been swallowing something that makes his voice deeper. He's constantly got that sound like he's testifying against a mob person.
I just don't want anyone to hear how I really sound.
Lara. Anyway, it's 6:09. Let's get ourselves a wake-up song on this. You have to put in zero effort today. Zero effort, I tells you. Your boss is already wherever he's supposed to be, up in Flagstaff or San Diego. He's gone. He's gone.
You don't care. He ain't
answering. Have to do hardly anything today. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Zero to minimal effort today. That's the idea. Give us a wake-up song. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
From the new ACUnit.com studio, this is the Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD, Tempe, Phoenix.